keep calm and stay home. This is the first quote shared by a resident at Von Ball House when asked how he thinks we should share our story of coping during the COVID life. It is our familiarity with each other and our ability to adapt that keeps us all calm enough during this crisis. The best way for us to tell this story is through the eyes of the morning staff who oversee the house every weekday. To get to know a little more about the Von Ball home, picture this. A white American craftsman style house with 8 friendly gentlemen, energetic staff members, and a tail wagging yellow lab as a service dog. When we all had to shift to staying inside over the past couple of weeks, we started amping up our activities and brought some of our own routines into the house. Everyone has different personalities and resonates with different things. The morning usually starts off with the staff and one gentleman sitting quietly while they watch the live stream of the sun rising over Wrightsville Beach. He often smiles and says, "It's like being on a vacation." Fresh air is encouraged every morning, and we enjoy looking at our colorful garden with hydrangeas and tulips. We made sure to send a picture to Miss Virginia, as she and her daughter planted them for us. Miss Virginia is always on our mind during this time, as she is the philanthropist who is married to Mr. Von Ball, the volunteer whom after our house is named. And then comes 11 a.m. The long dining room table is perfect spot to social distance while also watching a live streaming guided meditation. Sometimes we're instructed to visualize a beautiful forest, and today we actually visualized walking through a big house while letting go of our anger and fear about what's going on. Focusing on our breath and sitting quietly for 15 minutes really helps us recharge our bodies and minds. "It's my spirit that drives me," says one gentleman. This is one of the ways we cope with what's going on in the world. On Wednesday evenings, we've continued to have our current events group with chips and iced tea. But instead of watching the local news for an hour, we now pick a funny movie or short documentary to watch together and discuss. Recently, we watched Homeward Bound, and this week we watched the documentary Mondays at Racine. We shoot hoops in our yard more often and play video games on our donated PlayStation 4. ESPN might not be playing anything new, but we usually have a basketball game on in the background that keeps our attention. To keep true to our routines, one gentleman is having virtual calls with his young adult day program, while two others are meeting virtually with their supportive education coaches. Schools are closed, programs might be closed, but there's still reading, instruction, and homework being done at Von Ball. You can be sure of that. Our community is not the same as it was a few weeks ago, but then again, we're not the same either. Thanks for listening.